When Simon Nun Aleph Tzif Beis Im Siyem Moluch Sha'oma Koidem Shesiyem Achazen. That means that he ended Melech Mehula Batish Bochis before the Chazen. And then the Chazen said Melech Mehula Batish Bochis Oine Achav Omein. So then he will answer Omein and the Broch of the Chazen. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Beis Im Siyem Avol Im Loi Siyem. But what is if he didn't and he didn't answer the bracha. He's in the middle of the bracha, and the chazan said, "Melech Melubatish Bochis." So then he's not permitted. Then it's a hefsek in the bracha. I'm in the middle of the bracha, and he ended the bracha. So I'm in the middle of the bracha. I'm not allowed to be mafsek to say amen on the chsima of the bracha of the chazan. That means the broche of Psuke Dezimus starts from Boruch HaToshem. Now I'm in the middle of the broche. And the Chazan said, Melech Mehulo Batish Bochis. So then I'm in the middle of a broche. I'm not permitted to answer Amen on this broche. Yeah. The mitchila, but some say bor shoma v'hoye ho'ilom, which is not a broche as yet. The broche starts from Baruch HaToshem. Shvoche ba'almus only a shvach. So then he's zicher permitted to answer amen. He's not in the middle of a broche. B'chol ze davke le'inyan amen shal boruch shoma shal yishtabach. Now we have something very, very interesting. That means I'm in the middle of the bracha of Baruch Shiyama. Kelo v'rach namhulo b'fahamim v'shubacham b'foyim. Then he says, Melech mehulo batish bochus. I do not answer amen. Or I'm in the middle of Baruch Shiyama in the chazan answers, is choysim b'ches yishtabach. I do not answer amen. Avo shar amenim. But let's say I'm in the middle of this broche, Kelo v'rachmon amhulo b'fahamoy, and the chazan says, Yaitzer hamo'irois. So then they answer amen. Masik ha'mogin avrom b'sipkot n'gimu d'muta l'anois afilu b'emtze b'ichas bor shoma ha'yishtat. Now, what is pshat in this? So there's a very interesting pshat. Kibon, shloi huskero broche zu b'gmore. Anshe Knesset Gdoyle were Mesak in this broche, it was a piske that fell in the Shemaim, but this broche is not mentioned in the Gemara. So Memele, so it is considered an inferior broche. So therefore it's an inferior broche, so now I have, the Chazan says, Yetzer HaMoiris, and it seems this is mentioned in the Gemara, Bichas Krishma. And I'm in the middle of an affair of broche, so I have here two contradictory halachas that are facing me. Mitzad echot, the chazan answered, said yoytza moiris, and b'chuyv to say, omein on his broche. Mitzad acher, I'm in the middle of a broche, how can I be mafsi? So we weigh these two broches, one against the other. Yoytza moiris is mentioned. The Chazal. This bracha is not mentioned in the Chazal, so we say, therefore, it is preferable to make a hefsek in this bracha. Since this bracha is inferior to the bracha of Yoytza Meiris, so it's kedai to be mafsek in this bracha to answer Amen on Yoytza Meiris. So the mutalan is a full of emtze biches bor shama ay mishtabach kimish lehuskir a broche zu bigmore. So that's so this we just say like this legabi the amen of melech mehulo batish bochis, since this is broche, whatever it is, so I'm in the middle of this broche, I can't say amen on this broche. But to say Omein on a different broche, which is superior to this broche, I'm permitted to be mafsik in the middle of the broche, say Omein on a superior broche. So that is the halacha. So the bracha of Baruch Shiyam and the bracha of Yishtabach, which in Yesod are inferior brachas, so if I'm in the middle of that, will that be another bracha mavsik ha'shayamim? Will that be the bracha itself? I cannot be mavsik in the middle of this bracha to answer amen on the next bracha. Kosev ha'chayodah, but or it's the achim huayim medachatevis boruch ato Hashem. Koidim shesiyem melech mohulo batish bochis. So now the problem is not only a hefsik in the bracha, the problem is I mekalkul the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, amen. So the whole flow of the bracha does not make sense. So kosev ha'yodim da'osa lo'ilanis. The bezeh mekalkul l'gamri es ha'bracha. So the vow we had in the Mechaba said, if I ended Melech Mulu Batish Bochis before the Chazan, I answer Omein and his Bloche. If the Chazan ended before me, I do not answer Omein and his Bloche. That's what the Mechaba is speaking about. The Chazan, Avol Im Siyem Im HaChazan Bebasachas. What if we ended together? That means we bend that we were davening at the same pace. So in reality, two things happen now. I ended the bracha, number one. Number two, the shatz on my bracha, don't have to answer amen. But the shatz also ended the bracha. So the bracha of the shatz, I should be able to answer amen. Because I hear a bracha from the shatz, I should be able to answer amen. That theoretically should be the din. But there's another problem. There's a problem because if I will end together with the shatz, we will end boch ato shemelech mulo batish boches amen. So now it is very unclear if the amen is going on my own bracha. Very coincidentally, both of us said melech mulo batish boches. Is it going on my own bracha? Is it going on the shatz's bracha? If it's going on my own bracha, that's meguna. Because you made the brachas. Now, the whole union of amen is I'm mekayim the bracha. You say melech mulo batish boches, amen, this is true. I'm validating your bracha. But if I said myself melech mulo batish boches, so why I said the bracha. So there's no reason to add a kiyum to my own bracha. So let's start. Mamish, let's think like this. So if I said alone, melech mulo batish boches, I say, amen. That's meguna. What are you saying amen for? You said the bracha, there's no need to validate your bracha. If I'm at the end of the bracha, it ended before, and he said, now melech mulo batish boches, so I can say, I should say amen on his bracha. If we ended together, so now, what does it look like? Do we realize the Amen is going on the Shatz's Broche? If we would realize this and see this, so then, very good, on the Shatz's Broche could answer Amen. But maybe, since we ended together, I'm saying Amen, it looks like I'm saying Amen on my own Broche. So since this Amen has in itself a tzad, that this is meguna, because it looks like I'm answering amen and my own bracha. So therefore, if you end together, you don't answer amen. That's what he says over here. Avolim siyim imachasim bebasachas, lo yane amen. Then he shouldn't answer amen. Denire, it looks like, ka'ina amen acher b'choysav, like he's saying amen after his bracha, which is meguna. That means I said the bracha. I have to validate the bracha. I said, that's mother, you just said it. So if you need a validation on what you said, that's meguna. So you're saying is not sufficient. So it says you should hurry up. Yeah.
I got the last word.
Yeah. You're right. So that's wrong. I mean, then they shouldn't answer amen. Agav Uche, the last word is also no good. Rab Chaim Kanievsky says in a note, in order to answer Amen, should be after Toch Kedei Dibbo of your Brocha. Then you could answer Amen on the Brocha of the Shatz. You have to have a line before? Fine. Now, the new year, the Kamo Dereis and Begunde, Bu Adin, Bechol HaBrochas Adin Kain. All Brochas, if you went together with the Shatz, Yetzer HaMoiris, so don't answer Amen because it looks like you're saying Amen and you're Brocha. Levad biyishtabach o yahalalucha ache halo o yachashay ma'ama yisroel la'at im siyem bishavi mashas im odam ache oine omein tahar bepoiskin sviru de bezo oine afilu ache birchas atzmoi ואף דנם לא נהיגן הוכי כמו שכוס בסמרש תסבור וכמו כמו חי גבנה ועדה יש לסמך על זה. Now, let us just explain this. The minix is the machlokes, the machaber, and the rabbah later, and some reisht as well. And the sfardim do like the machaber, and we do like the rabbah. But let's just see 1 minute what the shitas of machaber is and the shitas of sfardim. There is types of brachas that the bracha is a, we started off with a bracha, and now like there's a set of brachas, two brachas, three brachas, and we finished the set. We're finishing now the set of all these brachas. Now let us speak about a case that we do this. Let's speak about benching. We bench, fine. Vayne berachma v'Yerushalayim, Amen. Amen? Why do we say Amen? So here, we say Amen. The reason we'll say why this is different than all other cases is because there's a set of three brachas. This starts with one bracha, it ends with a third bracha. When you end this set of the brachas, you answer Amen. Fine. We'll talk about that soon. But we say Amen on that. This we say Amen. Let's talk about what the Sfardim do. The Sfardim, they daven Ma'ariv. The one bracha, Amarev Arovim, Oyev Amar Yisrael, Bo Yisrael, Shema Amar Yisrael Lo'ad. This is the end of the set of the Birchas Krishme. Amen. That's what the Sfardim say. That's the meaning of the Sfardim. So now, let us talk about, so the Sfardim do like this. Now, we don't do like this. By benching, we do like this. We say, Bein Barach Mirshalayim, Amen. Because we want to show that we're making another bracha. No, there's no four brachas. There's three brachas, the Arise, the fourth brachas at the Rabbanon. So to show that the brachas, the Arise, Birchas, and Mazen ended, we make Amen. Here we do the same thing what the Sfardim do to show that even though we're making a fourth bracha, the fourth bracha is not a continuation of the three brachas. A fourth bracha is a bracha of the Rabbana, but the Derais, we want to show that the Derais of the brachas ended over here. Therefore, we say Amen by benching. Fine. But let's go by Ma'ariv. They say, Shema Amen Yisrael Lord, Amen. We don't say, we say Shema Amen Yisrael Lord, period. Now, but if a person will end Shema Amar Yisroel Lord, he'll say Shema Amar Yisroel Lord, and he, and the Chazans also say Shema Amar Yisroel Lord. So Meir will say, don't say Amen, because people think you're saying on your own bracha. So I'll say, people will think. The Machaber says you have to say bracha on your own bracha, on this bracha. So if saying Amen, and this broch is a machloikis. Others say you could say it. And I, in reality, am not saying it on my broch. I mean to say it on the broch of the shak. So then, I feel according to us, you're allowed to do it. So we have here three cases. We have a case, Ma'ariv, Shema Amar Yisroel Lord. I ended together with the shak. Yishtabach, I ended with the shak. The Sfardim also say Amen on this broch. And hello, and they also say Amen because it's the end of the set of the brachas. So in these three cases, if other Paiskim hold, one is permitted to say Amen on his bracha. So if I end together with him, I can say Amen on the Shatz's bracha because because it's not gefährlich, because I feel it looks like I'm saying I'm my own broche. It's echt nicht gefährlich, because others all the laute say, oh, mein an your own broche. Because I can't never wait, I schließe mich aus. Wenn sie ihm hu broche achas, eise broche schetie, bashat broche achas. Now, let's talk about such a case. That means he's not up to the shot. The shot says Yetzer HaMoiris, and he says Melech Mula Batish Bochus. But we end together. So here we have a problem. Here we have a problem that I'll say Melech Mula Batish Bochus Omein. So it looks like him saying Omein the Melech Mula Batish Bochus. But he said a different broche. He said a broche. So here the halacha is, I'm permitted to answer Amen. There's a very interesting svara in Shari Tshuva. Let me just mention for 1 minute the svara. The Shari Tshuva says like this. When I say, let's say I am together, Yaitza Moiris together with the Shats. So I'm saying Yaitza Moiris, am I broch, I zicha don't have to validate my broche, I said, Yoitza Moiris. Now, we're talking about his broche. So, even though normally when I hear a broche of him, I should validate his broche, I should say, Amen. But since I'm saying the same broche like him, so in reality, with saying the broche, I'm validating his broche. And it can look like I'm saying it on my broche, that's why we don't answer Amen. But if he's saying a different broche, and there's a chiv to answer on his broche, to validate his broche, Yaitza Moiris, so then forget about what it looks like. I am a chiv to answer Amen on his broche. So if he's saying a different broche, he says a different broche, so then you're permitted to answer Amen, even though you're answering together. Oina achav Amen. Now, so we just said over here, I ended Melech Mulu Batish Bochis, and then later the Shatz ends Melech Mulu Batish Bochis. So now, so I'm allowed to answer me. Now there's a big problem here, because the Boch Shomar is the Brocha before Pesukei Dezimbra. We're starting, according to the Minig, I mean, after Boch Shomar, we start Pesukei Dezimbra. According to the Ashkenazim, they say, hide the way afterwards. According to the Sfardim, they say, same as Melisaida afterwards, but that's Pesukei Dezimbra. The Pesukei Dezimbra is after Bor Shiyama. So I made a broche, and now I say Amen. Like, this is a big tumma. Let's talk about when we say Birchas Krishma Oyev Amei Yisrael Ba'avo Shema Yisrael. There's a big tumma of you answer Amen on this broche, and it's brought down to know the eight says you should say together with the Shatz and say Shema Yisrael and don't answer Amen, because there's a problem. Because this Birchas Krishma is a broch on Krishma, so Oyev Amei Yisrael Ba'avo, I made a broch on Krishma, and they say Amen. That's a hepsik between the broch and the mitzvah. Just like if I'll make a Birchas Hanen, and I'll make Boire Mina Mezainis, and before I give a bite, I hear someone making a bochel, so I say, Amen. So Chas V'Shalom, it's a hefsik. It's a hefsik between my Boire Mina Mezainis to the eating. Now, to be mafsik, between a bochel and a no, and between a bochel and mitzvah, what? No. No, Pasha won't help. Pasha won't help. You should eat, you shouldn't. So we went to that's different. After there, I answer my own boche. Yeah, because they're the reasons we want to show we ended the three broches of Birchas Hamazon and Shol Torah. So we want to show we ended them. That's why we answer Amen, to show the next broches are the Rabbanon. Okay. We all say Amen. You all say Amen. Everyone says Amen on this.
But the German that we're learning now
is only the Sfardim say. That's what we're talking about, the last broche, the end broche. But now the Mishnah is talking about the beginning. I said, Melech Mubat is Bochis Bor Shomar, And that, no one says Amen on that. No one says Amen is on board. No, no one says. The first book, no one. No, no one says Amen. No one says Amen. But if, So I said, Melech Mulbat is Bochay, so now I'm going to start Psuki de Zimre. So Lechayra, by saying Amen after the Chazan's Bochay, it's a hefsik between my Bor Shomar and my Psuki de Zimre. So just like if I'm eating cake and I say, what do I mean, Mizan, to hear someone else making a Bochay, I'm not allowed to speak out. So here also, how am I allowed to say Amen and his Bochay? I didn't start with Psuki de Zimre yet. So this Mr. Bo speaks of Le Habi Hefsik Ben Abrocha Ladova. The Psuki de Zimmer Shevachu. This is the whole Psuki de Zimmer is a Shvach, a praise. But Omen Shevachu, Ochein Zimmer of Le Habi Hefsik. So this is also called Zimmer. That when they say Melech Mullah Batishbach, they answer Omen. So that's part of the Zimmer, part of the Shvach. 100% true. The Rabban Shalom is Mullah Batishbach. So therefore it's not a Hefsik. So this is the same Indian what the Mizmor LeSoyd is talking about, and what the Tehillah of David is talking about. It's all Shevach of the Rabbein Shlom. So this Amen, Mehula Bat Yishbach, is also a Shevach. V'imsach Dvorim B'Teilim, V'im Bor Shoma Lohidu, but what is he spoke, Dvorim B'Teilim? He said, Bor Shoma, Mehula Bat Yishbach, then he says, Yankel, Yankel, how are you? So then, could be, he has to stay over Baruch Shem, after the Tzarech La'asavoich, Mishum Hefzik. Afilu Milahachas Ava Hefzik, even one word is a Hefzik. One word is a Hefzik. We once mentioned, whenever there's an Indian of Hefzik, he's not allowed to speak out, there is sometimes partial words. Like a person says, you going? Or no? So this is, Lechatchila, one should not say it, but if he says it, it's not called a hefsek. He didn't say a word. It's an indication of what he wants to do, but it's not a word. So with the Eved, you don't have to say over again. You don't have to say over again, Baruch Shema. But literally, Shulti's after the Bishtikot, I believe, Lechatchila, Shulayli, Shay Sarbe, Bentayim, that a person, Melech Mehula, Batishboch, he should not wait too long. Should not wait too long. Okay. Now let's see.
Just about to start Shabbat.
Wait a minute.
No.
Excuse
me. Take over. He went out.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Acha yistabech yochalan is omein. Acha bichasatzmai, and that's the smidig of the svardim. And vayin lekamisim reish tasvov. That's svardim we do in omein. And b'shem isbar b'hagod minegenu shloilan is omein. Sif dalet. Zoyer lizoyer melahavsik bedivri. One should not speak out. So Tola is speaking about being Bor Shoma and Mizmor LeSoyda. Now, Mishayashu Bor Shoma, you start Bor Shoma, Asreif Shemayna Esrei. That means now we're talking about inclusive. From Bor Shoma, one does not speak out till after Shemayna Esrei. Vafilu lezoyerich mitzvein, udaba ben Bor Shoma liyishtaba. Okay, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lizoyer. Now, what is the reason? Now we're jumping from Bor Shoma to Yishtaba. So after Shemina Esra. Zok to Mishnah Berurah. Lizoyer. The Bor Shoma have a broche shlufnei psuki de zimmer. Vishtabach have a broche shalachel. So memele, the psuki de zimmer has to be sandwiched in between Bor Shoma and Yishtabach. So you're not allowed to speak in between because then it's not sandwiched in between. There was a hefsek. So it has to be, the whole psuki de zimmer has to be sandwiched in between these two brachos. Obein Yishtabach liyotza liyosel hafsek. That means he said, Bor Cheolomim, and then he wants to talk out. You're not allowed to speak out after Yishtabach. L'kamam b'simen n'dalet. and then on the Yoitzer, it's not to speak out between Yishtabach and Kaddish, between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and on the Yoitzer, Bahola, Avadichas, Kishme, right. Kosov, Bechilis, Mokibor, Simenal, Vishroi, Levatel, Haminik, Shektas, Noigim, Lahafsik, De Lahovi, Achosun, Lebeis, Haknesses, Bein Bor, Shaoma, Le Yoitzer, it was such a minute they brought in the chosen then. And koich minik zayof leilachachav ayin sham. Mila hafzik. Now. B'chol mokoyim sha'osa lahafzik. Now to be mafzik. So we just said now. From both sha'oma tefti shemenefra, you're not allowed to be mafzik. Every place you're not allowed to be mafzik is afilu b'loshin ha'kaydish sha'osa l'daba. Not allowed to speak afilu b'loshin ha'kaydish. Now here it says, Amor de Kizach, which is done by too many people are not aware of this, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, Laloch. Uchishetzorich lahafsik mipnei eiza oynes. He has to be mafsik. Oy b'chiyai gavne disifei. That means that there's a situation arises, he has to be mafsik. And let's just speak about, later Mr. Bull says, this is more the kshrich, a person has to go to the Beis HaKisi. In the middle of Pesukim, this is the, so the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you go to the Beis HaKisi, you say, Asher Yotze. So now, I was mafsik, so now I did something. That means the aloch is Pesukim, the Zimra should be sandwiched between the two brachas, and now it's not sandwiched between the two brachas, there's an asher yotzer in between, which is problematic. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Amurah de Kizach, we want it to be sandwiched in between two brachas and Pesukei de Zimra. So he says, so if he had to be mamsik, so achloima kaidim shiyadaba elu apsukim, before he says Asher Yotza, Eilu Apsukim, Boch Hashem Loilam Amen V'Amen, Ad Vayevor David. He should say, Boch, this he should say before he says Asher Yotza. See, nobody, Uchshechoizel Ahaschel, then he says Asher Yotza, these psukim are equivalent. They're ma'ein bor shama ma'ein yishtabach. So if I have to speak out between bor shama and yishtabach, let's say a bracha which is equivalent to bor shama and yishtabach. So I'll still have the Pesukei de Zimra sandwiched in between these two brachas. So that means, I said Baruch Shoma, I said Ashrei, now he has to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Before you say Asher Yotza, so before you say Asher Yotza, you say Baruch Hashem, Lo Yilam Amen, Baruch Hashem, Metzin, Shech, Yishraim, Meluka. You say this. So the Pesukei de Zimra was sandwiched in between Bor Shama and Bor Hashem Leila. What? Yeah, not on this place. No, I'm not on this place. I finished Ashrei. So now I say Bor Hashem Leila Mamein Vamein. That's it. If you do that, or you can go to the bathroom before you say Asher Yotza, say Bor Hashem Leila Mamein Vamein. Tuva Yibor Tov. You say this. So now I made sure my Pesukei de Zimra is sandwiched in between a brocha rishon and a brocha achron. Now I say Asher Yotza. So now I need a brocha rishon to make the rest of Pesukei de Zimra sandwiched between two brochas. So say brocha shemoel momen v'omen. So this could serve as a brocha achron and a brocha rishon. So the first brocha shemoel was b'mokim yishtabach. The second brocha shemoel was b'mokim brocha shoma. In the middle I said Asher Yotza. But I accomplished that the Pesukei de Zimra I'm saying is between two brachas. And Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam Amin Bavli is considered l'gabi this aloch a bracha. It can be used b'mokim yishtabach and it can be used b'mokim Baruch Shom. That's a murdik aloch. So this is murdik. Till by Yibor David. This is Mayadik Negev. We have to say Asher Yotza, and you continue in Pesukei de Zimra before you start to continue. Say, Baruch Hashem, Lo Yilam Amen. That's right. one b'mokim yishtabach and one b'mokim bo shoma. In the middle you say Asher Yotza. Schreit l'as mokim shepose yim agam k'nei l'psutim v'ave k'may brocha l'fnei melachayim. No, chas v'shol. If you need to, so then we should do the same thing. Kaponim, if there's a tzairich, we'll see. If there's a tzairich, you should say also kaponim to minimize the issue, you should say, Baruch Shem Elohim B'yomei. B'dibo, you know to be mafsi b'dibo. V'afilu Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Elohim O'Soloima. Now, someone says a Baruch, you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Elohim, ki mishloi huskir abigmora. That means since Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Elohim is not mentioned in the Gemara, so it is not important enough to make a hefsek in Pesukim Zimush. Yenis is a Baruch, you don't say Baruch Hu Shem Elohim. Avolami muta lanais al kol broche sheshemei. But if in the middle of Pesukim Zimush when I hear a broche, I'm permitted to inform him. Afilu b'emtze posik shal psuki b'zume, the chazan says, Yeitza Meiris. So I'm allowed to answer me. Imu b'mokim de solik in yonde. That means if I'm in the middle of a sentence, so if I'm in the middle of the sentence, there's an Indian from where I stop, so I can say amen. V'chein, Kol birchas haidom mutalavoch, allowed to make a broch in birchas haidom, kamay asher yotza, la'achash asiyas trocha, v'chiyetze bezet, allowed to say asher yotza. V'chein la'anech moidim derabonam, I'm the middle of Pesuki de Zimre, and the shatz is by moidim, I'm allowed to say the whole moidim derabonam. V'chein la'anech krishmei matzibo, I'm the middle of Pesuki de Zimre, and the tzibo saying Shema Yisrael, you should not, the Bichas Krishma and Krishma, she should not be a Poirish min a tzibo, one is Krishma in a tzibo, another you should say, and Bor Hashem Kvayd Malchusay afterwards. That's part of Krishma. She tzorich, she yikra imom posik Krishma in Kaira. In Mikoshkein, the mutter lahavsik lekadish. You're allowed to answer Omein and Kaddish, but we'll come back to this. V'l'kedusha u'l'bochu. So now let's go backwards. Bochu, I'm in the middle of v'nachna n'borich ko. Fine. Ma'otzi l'tem ma'atav adoy l'maluluko. And then the chazan says, Bochu, I say, Boch Hashem ha'borich. You're allowed to answer Bochu. Let's go back. Kedusha. Kedusha, they bring down, I'm allowed to say, Kodosh, Baruch and Yimloch. But Nakdishach I shouldn't say. Because by Nakdishach Bechlau there's a suffix if the Tzibur says it. The Machaber holds later only the Shat says Nakdishach. We're from, we say it also. But Al Kaponim, this Chalukei Deis, if the Tzibur says Nakdishach on the Kaddish, the others hold the Tzibur starts with the Shat says. The Kaddish, let us say Kedusha, the Tzibur says Kaddish. So other sold Nakdishach and the Kaddish is only said by the Shad. So Mamela, so we're from, we say it also, Gevaldik. But now, if I'm in the middle of Pesukim de Zimre, now we have to be, now you know what the Frumkeit is. I'm in the middle of Pesukim de Zimre. So what is, everyone agrees you should say Kaddish, Baruch, Yimlech, that you'll say. But to say Nakadish and Nakdishach, you don't say. The Dirshu brings down in the middle, if it's Kedusha Shabbos, it's he's saying Kedusha, you say Ozbekel, Rashkobel, you can also say that in Pesukim de Zimre. So that's by Kedusha. Now, so we know Bochu, Bochshmei, and Abrochu, you don't say Bochu, you do say Kedusha, we're going backwards, you say Kodesh, Bochu, and Yimle. Now, Kaddish. What do you say on Kaddish? So the Dirshu brings down from our Moshe that like this. V'yatzmach b'konei v'korev Meshicha, you do not answer Amen. That's our Moshe. What's the going to the Cheshbin? V'richu, you also don't answer. So Memele is like this. So if I'm in the middle of Pesukim de Zimre and someone is saying Kaddish, I'll say Yiskadu v'yiskadish me'rabba, I'll answer Amen. Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbe. and da miren ba'oma v'imru omein. There's chilukei deis if you say omein after tiskabu. Ma'ishol, you do say, others say, you don't say, and that's all what you say till there. That's the thing Megina wants to say. There's chilukei deis. But let's go a little further. Now, so now, Saif Shemayna Esrei, till after Shemayna Esrei. Uch Sheyesh Nefila Sapayim, what is, if this Tachnun, Le'yadaber Adacha Nefila Sapayim. We'll learn later, Mir Hashem, when we get there, one should not be mafsik between Tachnun and Shemayna Esrei. Because in reality, the Tachnunim start by Elekai, Nitzre L'Shoyne Meiro, that's Tachnunim, and it continues till after the Tachnun B'Nefila. This is a Tachnun Ba'amide, Nitzre L'Shoyne Meiro. Then there's a Tachnun B'Nefila that we say, so it's one big Tachnun. So one should not speak out between Shemayna Esrei and Tachnun. L'Yedaber Adach Nefila Sapayim. Now, Rafilu Tzerich Mitzvah in Ledaber, Meimbo Shoma Liyishtapach. Tzerich Mitzvah. Now he says, Meredik Ezach. Poshe, the Mishor Sheyavos Man Krishma, Koinu Shegil Lekroiso, Beseyder HaTfilu, Vishochek Lama Koinu Bo Shoma, Mutter Lahavsik Lekroiso. I'm Meredik Ezach. A person who did not say Krishma before the davening, and now he realizes if he's going to wait till the Birchus Krishma be passed this man Krishna, past the Magna Avraham's man, past the Goyim's man, whatever it is, he's going to pass this man Krishna, and he's in the middle, he says, Alleluka. So Rabbi, you say now three parshas of Krishna, the Chaparan Krishna. But here they bring down a Moirudik Aloha, the Peskei Tshuvah brings this down. I finished Ashrei, fine. Now, if I'm going to be Frum and Elch, I won't skip anything. When I come up to Krishma, I'll be after this man Krishma, Rabbi Yid say now Krishma. But why is if I'll be medallic? If I'll be medallic, I'm going to say, Anachna Matra Nulam Haluka Yishtabach. And if I'll say Yishtabach, I'll be able to say Krishma with the Birchas Krishma. So we have to be Shaykh, which is more Choshev? It's more kosher to say Krishma with the Birchus Krishma Bismanoi than to say Krishma now in Psuke de Zimbra and to say the Krishma then with the Birchus Krishma Shaloi Bismanoi. So that is halacha. If I'm in the middle of Psuke de Zimbra and I didn't say Krishma, if I know by skipping to Yishtabach, I'll make Krishma with the Birchus Krishma, please do. Skip to Yishtabach and start your career. And then say Krishma to Birchus Krishma. If it won't work, it's too late for that also. So then, right now, stop where we are, say Krishma, and then continue. Yeah.